A man from Mountain Home faces murder charges in the death of his son. According to reports, 22-year-old James Dunbar Jr.'s one-month-old son died as a result of injuries he suffered while in Dunbar's care. Police report that they were called to a hotel for a domestic disturbance and found the one-month-old with injuries to his head and face. Two other small children were also in the room. The one-month-old had a skull fracture, cerebral edema, brain swelling, clavicle dislocation, bilateral lung contusions, and brain bleed and swelling and bruising to the face. Dunbar was arrested in Conway, Arkansas. The child died 11 days after the injuries occurred. Dunbar has been charged with capital murder and three felony counts of endangering the welfare of a minor. He'll be in court May 18th. A man from West Plains has been arrested on assault charges. Zachary Lee Carver allegedly bit and pushed a woman and allegedly pulled a knife on the woman in the presence of her three children, threatening to kill all four. Carver is charged with first-degree domestic assault, abuse or neglect of a child, endangering the welfare of a child, creating a substantial risk, and unlawful use of a weapon. He's being held in Howe County Jail, bond set at $25,000. Willow Springs native Hannah Harper is the 2026 American Idol winner. Hannah advanced to the final two last night when Keela Richardson was eliminated, then beat Jordan McCullough in the final pairing to win American Idol. Harper thanked fans on social media Monday evening, saying, "We're just getting started." Again, congratulations to Willow Springs native Hannah Harper. A woman from West Plains and two girls were injured in an accident in Webster County on Monday. The Highway Patrol says the 36-year-old woman and two 10-year-old girls all suffered minor injuries when a woman from Kabul swerved to avoid traffic at a construction zone, and the vehicle driven by the West Plains woman also swerved but could not stop and hit the vehicle the Kabul woman was driving. The three West Plains residents all suffered minor injuries in the accident on U.S. 60 in Diggins. A man from Mountain Home was arrested last night on drug and theft charges. 46-year-old Robert Bundy was arrested around 8 o'clock last night. He's been charged with possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft of property, and having an open container of alcohol in a vehicle. His bond was set at $2,220. Workers at DRS in West Plains are on strike. According to reports, the workers are asking for fair wages, affordable health care, and safer work conditions. The union says the 285 union workers in West Plains rejected the company's contract proposal. The workers were sent home. The union is asking DRS to end the lockout and return to negotiations. The school board in Batesville is recommending that the superintendent be fired. The board made the recommendations following allegations of child abuse at the preschool. Superintendent Jeannie McDonald is on administrative leave while the investigation continues. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reached a milestone this week, surpassing $4 million in restitution paid to victims of crime since 2005. This has been a major focus of the Sheriff's Office personnel during Sheriff Montgomery's term in office, working with the parole and probation officers, prosecutors, and judges to collect court-ordered fines and restitution. In the spirit of those who established Missouri State University West Plains more than 60 years ago, campus officials presented Carol Sylvie of West Plains with the prestigious Granville Vaughn Founders Award during Saturday's commencement ceremony at West Plains Civic Center. The award, named in honor of the campus founder of the late Missouri State Representative Granville Vaughn, was presented to Sylvie by Missouri State West Plains Chancellor Zora Mulligan. The award is given annually at commencement to recognize individuals who have made a significant impact on the mission of Missouri State University West Plains. Sylvie is the 26th recipient of the award.